You're listening to the seventh and final episode of Tiger Roll, the People's Horse. Not since 1974 had a horse won two entry Grand Nationals back to back.
It's Red Rum with Lescargo.
And that horse was named Red Rum.
Red Rum for England, trying to complete that great double that hasn't been done since Reynoldstown, being pressed by Lescargo now for Ireland.
A horse that rode his way into the history books and will forever be remembered.
And racing up towards the line, and Red Rum getting the ovation of his career.
2019 was the year Tiger Roll could race his way into the history books and emulate a second back-to-back win at the Grand National, just like Red Rum had done 45 years earlier. And the year started out with Gordon Elliott feeling Tiger needed another race to up his fitness and in preparation for both the Cheltenham Festival and his history-making attempt at the Grand National.
We're going to get running there to get him fit and in spawn for Cheltenham.
Tiger was still a little fat after his summer break, so he needed to lose weight and get fitter. Keith Donoghue was worried that Tiger might be running out of time for the 2019 festival, which was just 12 weeks away now.
Tiger all takes work. He carries condition. It's like, it was very worrying if he'd even make Cheltenham.
Gordon knew Tiger needed to up his game too, so he entered him into the Boyne Hurdle at Navan in February 2019. A race completely different to the cross-country and Grand National fences. Jigginstown Racing manager Eddie O'Leary was a little taken aback.
And then Gordon, so we might give him a little tip over hurdles.
White flag raised, and away they go, straight into the lead.
We were quite nervous of that because he hadn't run the race course for 2 or 3 years, and went to the Boyne Hurdle, needing the run, and absolutely blew them away.
The final flight, and over is Tiger Roll, the national hero and triple winner at Cheltenham, and this is going to be one popular success as Tiger Roll will win the Boyne Hurdle for Keith Donoghue and Gordon Elliott.
But Keith said, who rubbed on the day, said that he rattled the bar of every single hurdle. That if it wasn't Tiger Roll, you said this thing will never jump a fence. Because he measures it to a T. He just, doesn't matter if fences, if it's a fence, if it's a chair or a hurdle in Navan, he'll just tip the top of it. It just shows what the horse is. The horse saw that I want to win this, and away you go. He's a pure enthusiast. And loves jumping.
Well done. His warm-ups go for the Cheltenham Festival and the Grand National. That wasn't exactly too bad. Winning a Grade 2 Tiger Roll, what a little horse he is. One of the real bona fide stars of the game.
No one had expected Tiger to win the Boyne Hurdle at Navan. He hadn't targeted the race, whereas other runners had. The bookies felt the same too, as Tiger was an outsider and won at odds of 25-1. Gordon Elliott was quietly pleased, but everything was about going to Cheltenham the following month and then on to the Grand National again.
To be honest, that was just a nice day. It was nice to win a greater race in Navan, and I suppose it was something to really look forward to going back to Cheltenham, but the performance was wow. But today was just another day.
There was one other thing about that Navan race that Gordon did with Tiger. You might remember back that in the 2018 Grand National, as Tiger was approaching the finishing line and beginning to slow down, part of the reason for that was that he began looking around him, up into the crowd, getting distracted.
Trying to get him to go for me, but he won't. He's just looking straight up into the crowd.
And so Gordon had put blinkers on Tiger in the Navan race. This is a piece of cloth that went over Tiger's head and to the edge of his eyes to shut off his peripheral vision. So now he could only look forward, making him concentrate more on the ground, fences and hurdles in front of him.
Gordon decided to put blinkers on him.
Keith Donoghue.
To make sure that he'd do enough over hurdles in case he wouldn't put in the effort over hurdles that, you know, he might in spark. So he decided to put blinkers on him just to make sure he'd do enough.
Tiger was now just weeks away from the cross-country race at the 2019 Cheltenham Festival in March, his favourite time of the year. And in the lead up to it, his team at Gordon's Yard, including his groom Louise McGee, they couldn't quite believe how good Tiger was.
I suppose he was after running in Navan, and I think that just kind of blew everyone away. He's a kind of a little fat horse, you know, so he always takes a run kind of to really get him on par. So going into Cheltenham, he just seemed to be even better than he was the year before, which I couldn't believe, yeah.
Gordon continued to look for improvements in Tiger, but he was also seeing something different now.
So if you watch him on the gallop, he's got a heart, you know, the size of a lion. I'd say he has a massive heart because he always wants to win and wants to do his best.
The 2019 Cheltenham Festival had arrived. Tiger was well used to the journey over by now, and all went to plan. Keith Donoghue was back on board Tiger again, looking for his second win at Cheltenham.
I was after winning on him the year before. I won the Boyne Hurdle. I knew he was a better horse. I knew going out, all I had to do was get a nice position and get my round. I knew he was a certainty. Literally, he was a certainty. He was flying.
Tiger's groom, Karen Morgan, had grown up with jockey Keith Donoghue in Summerhill, and she knew what winning in Tiger at Cheltenham for a second time would mean to Keith.
I would know Keith Donoghue since he was very, very young. So not only have you got this horse that you think the world of, you've also got someone on his back that you wanted to happen so much for them. I suppose through Keith's great days and also his low days, I would have seen a lot of them. So I know the work that he puts in. You're so excited for the horse, but you're so excited for Keith as well.
After his Grand National win last year, Tiger Roll received worldwide media coverage. And leaving the parade ring, led by his grooms Louise and Karen, and going for his fourth win at the Cheltenham Festival, everyone recognised Tiger.
Oh, it's such an amazing feeling to walk out with a horse. Like, everyone knows him when they see him coming. Like, you know, that's the way they know exactly who he is. And so at this stage, Tiger kind of, he starts to get a little bit warm and he sweats a little bit and, you know, he knows where he's going and he knows what's in store.
So they then, with amazing comedy, the last one to pass the start as they come to the first of 32 obstacles.
Gordon Elliott gave jockey Keith Donoghue very little instructions before Tiger's race.
I knew what I was doing. I knew how to ride him. The only thing Gordon had said to me was, try not to take it up as soon as I did the year before. But, like, it was the same as the year before. Literally, there was nothing could lead me for long enough. I had no choice but to take it up.
Together, bless the wings and Tiger Roll behind these.
Tiger had been sent off as the bookie's favourite in the 2019 Cheltenham Cross Country race at 5-4 odds. And Keith rode him confidently. He was just cruising throughout the 3.5 mile race. Up over the fences, down the banks, across the water jumps. And then, as they neared the end of the race, it was as if all the other horses began to go backwards and Tiger just kept going and going. With his blinkers on, he was totally in the zone.
But look how far clear he is. Tiger Roll is into the home straight with one to jump in the Glenfarclas chase, bidding for a fourth victory at the festival, and he is cantering. Tiger Roll heads towards the last. He's made this 20 lengths now. Final fence steadies. Celebrate a victory for one of the Cheltenham Festival immortals. A fourth victory for Tiger Roll, and he's absolutely robbed up. What a horse. Tiger Roll, one of the festival greats.
Tiger had won by a huge distance, 22 lengths. The punters were delighted, and all Tiger's connections too, including jockey Keith Donoghue.
But I've never got a feel off a horse like it from the second, from the bend to the second last hurdle. He just came alive when he heard the roar and came onto the hill. It was the whole thing was way more enjoyable on the day. Like, my confidence was up. I knew, you know, I was back riding well, and it was a lot more enjoyable than the year before.
There are few horses about whom you can justifiably use the word legend, but this is one. What a wonderful little horse Tiger Roll is.
Since Tiger Roll won the Grand National the previous year, the hype began to slowly build to that question. What if? What if Tiger could win again? Not just a second Grand National, but in consecutive years too, becoming the first horse to do so in over 40 years. Tiger's February win at Navan had ratcheted up that hype a little more, but his win at Cheltenham in March sent it into overdrive. Heading into April, Tiger was now a very clear favourite for the 2019 Grand National. Back at home, Tiger's owners and trainer had made the decision as to who would ride Tiger in the 2019 Grand National. His weight allowance in the race had been increased to 11 stone 5 pounds, a weight Keith Donoghue could have made, but Davy Russell was always going to be the jockey given the opportunity of Tiger winning a second Grand National. Davy hadn't met Tiger much over the previous 12 months, but then, about a week before the big race, he got the call to reunite with Tiger and school him over some Grand National fences at the Curragh racecourse.
Gordon rings me and says we're going to give him a pop in the Curragh. I never rode him at home before. I never schooled him, I never done anything. And it was actually a beautiful day. It was roughly about 6, 7, 8 days beforehand. And he just goes down over the two fences. Usually you can jump 2 or 3 times, go up, and he just goes down and meets him perfect. Both fences perfect. And I turned to Gordon and I said, can we leave it? He said, yeah, perfect. The others go around and they jump again. And I stand there with Tiger and watch him. That's it then. That's as much as I've ridden him or done anything with him since 2018 race.
Davy has a keen eye for a horse, and he could see how Tiger had changed since last year's Grand National.
As in, he'd broadened out. He'd turned from a boy to a man, if you know what I mean. He just had, his whole stature had increased. He got a little bit bigger, not too much, but he'd got wider and stronger. And
everyone in Tiger's team prepared as normal. And now they just needed to get him to the start line at Aintree on Saturday, the 6th of April.
Here on Saturday Sport, as we take you to the Aintree Grand National, let's join our colleagues live from BBC Five Live.
Historic Grand National with Tiger Roll, one of 11 horses trained by Gordon Elliott.
Everyone had come to see Tiger. His breeder, Gerry O'Brien, was attending his first ever Grand National, and he was watching on like a proud parent. And Mags O'Toole, who'd bought Tiger for Jigginstown, she was doing the same as the crowds swelled around Tiger.
When he walked back into Aintree, he knew exactly where he was, and he played to the crowd. Even in the parade ring beforehand, they were applauding him, and he'd stop every now and again and look at them as if he could have said, thank you very much, he would have. That was before the race.
This was like deja vu for Tiger and Davy.
We're leaving the parade ring and everything is fine, so I canter down to the start again. The commentator last year's winner, Tiger Roll, and you hear it in your ear, the girls. There we go, Karen's on one side, Louise on the other side, saying nothing different.
But there's money for Tiger.
Tiger Roll, the favourite now, into 4-1.
For Davy and all of Tiger's team, they did their best to drown out the hype around this historic day. But for Tiger, there were signs that he couldn't, that he was beginning to feel that weight of expectation upon him. And as the jockeys left the parade ring and cantered down to show their horses the first fence before the race would start, Tiger was clearly nervous.
I didn't want to go down all the way to show him the first fence and come back and not be able to get my position. He got really anxious for some reason.
Davy Russell just on screen. He's keeping his own counsel. Tiger Roll just messing around a little bit down at the start there. He's got his feet out the irons, and one of his stable mates is just...
But fair play to Dennis Regan. He was riding another one for Gordon's, and he came over and he stuck his horse's head into him, and he just followed him back to the bunch.
But a team tactics coming into play here. That's what can happen when you've got 11 in the race.
There was a false start. And I was nearly happy there was a false start. I wasn't happy with the position I was in. And we had to come back and turn around. And I turned around and lucky I got into where I wanted to be.
Tiger Roll, he is right in the middle of the pack as they face the tape, and that's it.
Tapes went up from a standing start. So some are going to be slow, some are going to be quick from a standing start. And he was grand.
The first ones to show with Vintage Clouds.
All of Gordon's team were back inside the track, just like last year, away from the crowds and looking on at all their 11 runners. But for Tiger's groom, Karen Morgan, she only had eyes for one horse.
Your nerves are sky high now at this point, and it's literally down to the first. This is the first one, and you know, you need to get over this. And everyone, you're literally jumping it with them. You know, you're nearly on your knees doing the motions with them when he gets over them all right, and making sure Davy's intact and all is okay.
He's just about last of those still going. A step back leads them over fence number 4, which Dunikos hit hard.
I'd met the first couple of fences maybe not as on the ideal stride, and got in a bit close and just didn't just jumped fine but didn't make ground like he did last year, and just a little bit behind the bridle for some reason. He just wasn't really locked on.
Just in behind them, and they are over beaches. Every horse over beaches.
I got pushed out of a position, which wouldn't happen to him because he'd be travelling so well. And I said, oh, might have to do something here. So I had to hit him a slap down the shoulder. And then the minute I hit him a slap down the shoulder, I regretted it because he just came alive underneath me and started tanking me.
Encore Tiger Roll back in mid-division at present and being followed by Dooney Costa.
He's still in the middle of the pack there, and he has a clear view in front of him.
He's doing loads now. He's doing plenty for him. Whereas last year he was just, everything was lovely and smooth, bang, 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 and this time he's just really tanking with me. He's running down defences.
At this point it's too early to know. He still has halfway to go around, and it's just literally getting from one fence to the next.
In the hunt, and Tiger Roll, last year's winner, the dream still very much alive. He is racing just in advance of this stage of General Principle as they take the one before the chair, Don Poli.
The chair is the tallest and narrowest fence in the Grand National, so jockeys have to fight for position when they're racing up to it.
Going to the chair, it was getting really tight, and there was a lot of lads shouting for room and move over and I'm here, and I was looking for room and everybody was looking for room, and but anyway, we negotiated it and down popped the water lovely and around the bend, and there's loads of horses left in the race now.
38 runners of the 40 are still going, led by Step Back. Vintage Clouds went at the first.
Thinking in your head, like, is this possible? You know, can this happen? And the further they go on, it looks more likely that, you know, he has a chance of doing this.
30 odd horses.
But Tiger is still there.
Keeping a straight line down to where I was when I left the bend.
Open ditch coming over the 20th. It was Rath Vinden from Live Love Long.
Then the whole field fanned out and there was loads of room.
As Tiger enters the final stages of the race, everyone watching begins to believe that he might actually do it.
Now this is where you really start to get a million times more nervous than you were 2 minutes ago. Everything is kind of starting to fade away, or some horses can't keep up with the pace, and he's right up there, you know.
Magic of Light leads the Grand National field, but despite the face of history, Tiger Roll is chasing another win and is in second place.
Having started out with 40 horses, the 2019 Randox Aintree Grand National was now down to between two Irish horses. Magic of Light, ridden by Paddy Kennedy, and Tiger Roll, ridden by Davy Russell. And there was just one fence left to jump.
But Tiger Roll looks as though he's just started the race!
Gradually going to them, meeting the last and brilliant stride. And I just, all I do is I open up my fingers. I don't even have to push him. I squeeze my legs and I just open up my fingers and it quickens down to the last.
Magic of Light makes a mistake! Tiger Roll now out in front!
Paddy makes a mistake. And to be fair to Paddy, then he gives me a squeal. As I'm going by him, go on, you good thing, and I'm just gone.
Tiger Roll is out in front from Magic of Light! He's going.
This is where the screaming and the tears and everything comes into play.
With his blinkers on, Tiger only has eyes for the finishing line.
And you can see all the people dressed as tigers in the crowd. You can just see them in the corner of your eye, and it's just the crowd loving them. And
again, following in the hoofprints of Red Rum, Tiger Roll has won his second Grand National. Pure magic.
It's disbelief. Like, no horse wins two nationals back to back. A 15-2, it's just everything is just disbelief. I can't believe it.
I just remember running over and couldn't literally believe it, that it had happened again, like a second time. You're literally on your knees, you're crying, so sorry.
What an extraordinary result! Tiger Roll has won again!
And Gordon Elliott drops to his knees as the horse crossed the line in celebration. What is that like, Gordon?
I don't get upset too very often, but listen, everyone loves him. He's the people's horse. I can't believe it.
The feeling that I went through, that won't ever leave me. It's something I've never felt before. It's like I was invincible for that, for them couple of seconds. There was nothing could do anything to me. It was euphoria. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
All the way away. Davy Russell, another win for him, gives the thumbs up. But this is a huge horse racing story.
Now that Tiger had won two Grand Nationals, the hype began immediately of whether he could win three in a row, something never done before in history. Later that evening, Tiger's owner Michael O'Leary was back on board one of his Ryanair planes from Liverpool to Dublin. And even he was beginning to lose the run of himself.
As is traditional on evenings when we win the Grand National in Cheltenham, we're having a free bar on board this flight. I got some criticism last year by limiting it to one drink per person so that the crew could get to the end of the aircraft, but now you can have two drinks per person.
That second Grand National win established Tiger Roll as the people's horse. It wasn't just the fact that he'd achieved this historic milestone. It was more about who he was. This small horse, who wasn't supposed to get a look in at this level. Tiger's success echoed around the world.
Now, Aintree Grand National double winner Tiger Roll has returned home to a hero's welcome.
Back at home, he had a big homecoming in County Meath again, and another down in Youghal, in County Cork. Davy Russell's hometown.
The hero is home. The all-conquering, ever-popular equine legend that is Tiger Roll is in town.
And Tiger even made a guest appearance on The Late Late Show on RT1 television.
Grand National for the second year running, the first horse since Red Rum to manage such a feat. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Tiger Roll. Welcome to Tiger Roll. Obviously, we're not going to get too much out of Tiger tonight, but we'll talk to you, Karen, if I can.
Tiger didn't do much talking, but he was meeting up with old friends. His breeder, Gerry O'Brien, he reunited with Tiger for the first time in many years after that second Grand National win.
And then about a couple of weeks after, I went up to Gordon Elliott's. I got to see him. So that was really nice, special. The one thing that really struck me, I was amazed how much condition was on him after winning a national. I mean, it was incredible. He was quite fat, you know. I mean, tremendous tribute to Gordon Elliott, because most of these horses that run in these races, they're like herrings when they come back. But he had so much condition on him. It was incredible.
And back then, in May 2019, Mags O'Toole could see how winning a second Grand National had changed Tiger.
He's built hugely in confidence, and I think anyone, human or horse, if you're winning races, if a child is getting good results at school, everyone's confidence grows when things are going right. And he knows everything's gone right.
That month, Tiger Roll returned for his summer holidays to Jigginstown Stud. He then returned in the autumn and resumed his training at Gordon Elliott's, with Keith Donoghue riding him again. But in mid-November, things stopped going right for Tiger. All of a sudden, on a Wednesday morning.
Some racing news coming through. Dual Grand National hero Tiger Roll has undergone a procedure to remedy a chip in a joint. Eddie O'Leary, racing manager for Jigginstown House Stud, was reluctant to be drawn on long-term plans until the current issue is resolved. So there has to be a doubt at this point about Tiger Roll's Grand National participation, a race in which he would be seeking a hat-trick of wins. O'Leary described it as an unfortunate setback.
Tiger had a procedure on Friday, November 15th, 2019, to remove that small chip from a joint in one of his legs. As part of his recovery, Tiger had to stay in his stable for the next few weeks. This was to allow him to heal, especially as he's a horse who loves to kick and buck when he's out and about. At that time, Simon McGonigal was head lad at Gordon Elliott's yard and supervisor of the stable team. With Tiger confined to his stable, he was able to look out his door at all the goings-on in Gordon's yard and say hello to everyone, as Simon explains.
First thing I'm going to ask you, how is Tiger? And look, you have a lot of people coming in and out during the week there as well to see him and get a picture with him. I'm sure he's a bit of a legend around the place. Yeah, it is Monday the 9th of December, and he's to start back walking today from his injury there a couple of weeks ago, so that's the plan, is to start back today. Build him up from there, and sure, hopefully he'll be back riding out then, maybe in 10 days or a fortnight, all been well. That'd be the plan, I think. He's a great grand horse in the stable, like that. He's a cheeky little, he'd nip and bite you, and playful character, you call him, kind of, I suppose. But you look at his early days, yeah, he's just coming back from the injury, and just take it each week by week and build him up as the weeks go on. And plan would be to get him Navin for his comeback run in February. and Fog was well there then on Cheltenham. And then, please God, if everything's right, maybe back to Aintree then is the dream, I suppose.
As the end of 2019 closed in, Tiger Roll was crowned the 2019 Horse of the Year at the Horse Racing Ireland Annual Awards. He was also swimming every day now in a pool facility at Gordon's Yard. But world events were beginning to conspire against Tiger's tilt at a historic 3 Grand National wins in a row. January 1st, 2020 saw Brexit kick in, and there were mutterings that Irish horses might not be allowed race in the UK. And there were also early reports of a new virus outbreak in China.
China has more than 200 confirmed cases of coronavirus, it's called, which produces pneumonia-like symptoms. 3 people have already died from this illness.
As the coronavirus began to spread across the world, it still hadn't reached Ireland by early February when the weights for the 2020 Grand National were announced. Tiger Roll had been given a rating of 170, meaning he was considered one of the best horses entered and would have to carry the top weight of 11 stone 10 pounds.
Now with the sports news.
Thanks, Mary. Fans of Tiger Roll, which is probably the most popular horse in training at the moment in Ireland, Aintree Grand National winner for the last 2 years, is by no means a certainty to go for 3 in a row on April the 4th. The Gordon Elliott trained Wonder Horse is actually on this cusp of history. Should he win for a third time in a row, that would actually be better than anything that has been done before. Connections of the Gordon Elliott trained 10-year-old are said to be very disappointed at the way the weights have been framed for the race. Today, Eddie O'Leary, the Jigginstown Stud racing manager, had this to say about the handicapper's approach to how Tiger Roll has been treated.
He wants to make it absolutely impossible to even go for a third. And we obviously would love to see Tiger Roll go for 3 in a row. As we said during the week, the Grand National is the biggest race in the world. It's bigger than any one horse. Tiger is very, very special to us, and we would look after him first and foremost, and hopefully he comes through now on Sunday okay, and then go on to Cheltenham, and hopefully that all goes okay. And if he's okay at Cheltenham, then we'll make a choice.
A few days later, Tiger returned for his first race back from injury, February 16th, 2020, at Navan.
Coming in, and white flag raised, they're off.
And it was fairly clear that his injury and his setback to training over the winter was beginning to show.
Latbrooks Ireland, Boyne Hurdle, cracking smart, back to his best. Second is Penn Hill, third is Backerson, Judge for the fourth, Kilfenora, and Tiger Roll, one of racing's favours, has possibly finished fifth in his prep.
A month later, and with COVID-19 cases confirmed in Ireland, we'd entered the first lockdown.
And really test and drive for Tiger Roll. It's going to be an absolute belt of the Glenfarclas cross country, and the horses just assembling behind us down at the post.
And so when the Cheltenham Festival went ahead as planned in mid-March 2020, there was a certain sense of disbelief.
Easy's land, Rob Riot to win. Tiger Roll is second outside.
Whatever about Tiger losing his first race at the festival in 4 years, the full crowds felt all wrong as the reality of COVID-19 began to reveal itself.
Tiger Roll out on his shield, but he's been beaten by a rising star and a cross-country horse.
A week after Tiger lost at Cheltenham 2020, the Irish government announced changes to all of our lives.
The Irish people to stay at home and only venture outside when absolutely necessary. The call came as the government announced what it called unprecedented actions to curb the spread of the COVID-19 virus and avoid hospitals being overwhelmed.
No one was surprised when the 2020 Aintree Grand National was cancelled and Tiger's attempt at making history was postponed by a year. When horse racing resumed during the summer, it was held behind closed doors. On September 15th, 2020, Pat Smullen, the jockey who Davy Russell had dedicated his first Grand National win to, Pat died as a result of pancreatic cancer. And the following month, in October, Davy Russell had a horrendous fall when riding at the Munster National in Limerick, a race Tiger had won in 2016. Davy fractured and dislocated vertebrae in his neck and was extremely lucky it wasn't a life-changing injury. At the end of 2020, Tiger ran twice, finishing down the field in one race before being worryingly pulled up in a cross-country race at Cheltenham in November. He was now turning 11, and in the lead-up to the February weights announcement for the 2021 Grand National, Tiger's owner, Michael O'Leary, made his thoughts very clear on Tiger going for a third Grand National win in an interview with Nick Luck on Racing TV.
No, I think we feel a responsibility to the horse. You know, he owes us nothing. He owes nobody anything. He's a four-time winner in Cheltenham and a two-time Grand National winner. We will not allow him to run where he is unfairly weighted. You know, his last couple of runs suggest that maybe he's not in love with the game anymore. And the priority at this point in time is minding Tiger Roll. We're happy to let him run in the cross-country in Cheltenham, which is his primary target, not the Grand National.
When the weights for the 2021 Grand National were announced, Tiger was given a top weight of 11 stone 9 pounds, which left serious question marks over his participation. And a few days later, Tiger raced at Navan on February 21st, 2021. And he just trundled up in last place, 65 lengths behind the winner.
And the dual Grand National winner, Tiger Roll, whips them in.
Tiger Roll just finishing there in his own...
All visible signs now suggested that Tiger's racing career was all but over. The next chapter in Tiger's story began the following weekend when a photograph emerged on social media of Tiger's trainer, Gordon Elliott, sitting on a dead horse. Almost immediately, it became a major news story.
Good evening. Horse Racing Ireland has condemned what are called a disturbing image of trainer Gordon Elliott sitting on a dead horse. The Grand National winning trainer said he cannot apologise enough and will cooperate fully with the investigation by the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board.
While sponsors including Betfair were quick to cut ties, Michael O'Leary has confirmed Jigginstown will continue their 15-year relationship with the Grand National winning trainer, despite what he called a grievous but momentary lapse of judgement.
If an individual is seen to disrespect or humiliate a dead animal, they must be dealt with robustly by the ruling bodies.
The Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board launched an investigation into the photograph, and the outcome was due before the end of that week. For Tiger Roll, his name would be back in the news that week also. A unique place in history was off the table.
The Gordon Elliott-trained Tiger Roll has been withdrawn from next month's Aintree Grand National. His owners, Jigginstown House Stud, said he had been removed from the race due to an unfair weight burden.
The news of Tiger's withdrawal, and with it, his opportunity of becoming the only horse in history to win three Grand Nationals in a row, it was totally overshadowed by the ongoing controversy around his trainer, which came to a head that Friday.
Good evening to you. We are beginning with breaking news. The Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board, the conclusion of the report, which again has just been published, says that we consider that a suspension of Mr. Elliott's training licence is merited in all of the circumstances of this case to reflect the seriousness of the offence and the damage to the Irish racing industry, to deter other offences of this nature. And having taken into account the mitigating factors that we have heard, we consider the period should be 12 months. However, the last 6 months of this shall be suspended.
Denise Foster took over the licence at Gordon Stables during the period of his suspension. That week had seen a number of sponsors withdraw their support and some owners took their horses away. It's hard to know what Tiger Roll made of all this change happening around him, even though those closest to him had tried to maintain his routine. About a week after Gordon Elliott's 6 month suspension kicked in, Tiger arrived at the 2021 Cheltenham Festival to run in the cross-country race under his new trainer Denise Foster, but with his old pal jockey Keith Donoghue riding him. It was the strangest Cheltenham Festival ever, not just because of the circumstances around Gordon Elliott not being there, but because there was no crowds owing to the continuing spread of COVID-19. Tiger's race was on St. Patrick's Day.
If this goes okay, this of course could be a swan song for dear little Tiger Roll. Yeah. How will he fare? We'll find out with Ian Bartlett.
Of 32 fences and running towards the first of those, Tiger Roll was just about the leader. The orange.
There had been lots of noise around Tiger over the previous few months, not least his withdrawal from the Grand National. It had actually been 2 years now since Tiger had won a race, and all the talk was about his poor form, falling out of love with racing.
Tiger Roll in second position.
But here at the 2021 Cheltenham Festival, Tiger Roll wasn't listening. He was doing what he did best, confounding expectations.
Very many. The old fella is coming towards the final fence, up and over safely. It's a fifth Cheltenham Festival success for Tiger Roll. He looks as good as ever, doesn't he? They race towards the line then. Keith Donoghue and Tiger Roll have won the Glenfarclas Cross Country Chase. Easy's Land was in second position.
In the moments after the race, Keith Donoghue was interviewed by both ITV Racing and Racing TV. And this win was something special.
It's unbelievable, like, you know, for him to come back and do it again. I'm just speechless. It's absolutely brilliant. It means everything to me. If it wasn't for this horse, I wouldn't be riding, and it's simple as, just brilliant.
Very, very emotional there. You know, there's a few tears there at the top of the straight, but it's just pure emotion for this horse because, you know, a lot of people are writing him off, but we never doubted this horse's ability, and there's no better horse to show them what he's really made of than Tiger.
A few days after Tiger's 2021 win at the Cheltenham Festival, Simon McGonigal, who worked with Gordon Elliott, was disqualified by the Irish Horse Racing Regulatory Board for 9 months, seven of them suspended, for taking the photograph that led to Gordon's suspension. Simon said he foolishly took the photograph on Snapchat and sent it to five people. On the 8th of September 2021, Gordon Elliott's suspension ended and he resumed training horses. Since his last win at Cheltenham, Tiger Roll has raced three times, finishing down the field in all his races. The last time Michael Lawless and myself called in to see Tiger and Gordon Elliott was in late November 2021.
In relation to the incident, any effect on Tiger Roll?
Listen, I'm here to talk about Tiger Roll, not what happened in the past, okay?
Tiger was looking as great as ever. Older, he's now 12, but still with that beautiful head looking out at you. Gordon had watched Tiger's last Cheltenham win on TV.
I did, of course I watched it, yeah. No, it's very good. I mean, it put hairs in the back of your neck watching it, and I was absolutely very proud of the horse, what he did.
Throughout his life, Tiger has had many people involved with him. All have played a part in his success, most especially Gordon. Even as Tiger nears the end of his racing career, change is still happening around him. Jockey Keith Donoghue and Tiger's groom Louise McGee are no longer at Gordon's yard. But Tiger still has some racing left in him.
I think anyone that loses belief in Tiger Roll doesn't know much about horses, because any horse that can win 2 Grand Nationals and 5 Cheltenham Festivals, you know, he can't do any more than what he's done. To be honest, he doesn't know anyone, anything. I think he's a horse of a lifetime. You see him out in the stable, he looks well, he loves people coming to see him and petting him. So, he's something else. If he gets back to Cheltenham again this year, it'll be brilliant. And if he gets the entry, it'll be even better. It'll be great for the public, everyone loves him. But, you know, it's day by day, so we'll just see what happens.
Tiger Roll's racing career reads as having run in 45 races, of which he won 13, finished second or third 11 times, and he has never fallen in a race.
Off, Tiger Roll on his racecourse debut for trainer Nigel Hawke, jockey Mark Quinlan will go on to land the...
Tiger is undefeated in the Aintree Grand National, having run it twice and won it twice.
Tiger Roll has got it.
His lifetime winnings are heading for €1.8 million.
And it's Tiger Roll, driven out, who will win the triumph for Gordon Elliott.
Tiger is now at the end of his racing career, and his owner has decided he will not run in this year's Grand National and will be retired from racing.
Right away, up towards the finish, Tiger Roll wins.
But not before he runs in his final cross-country race at the 2022 Cheltenham Festival, where he will be possibly ridden by jockey Davy Russell, who recovered from his neck injuries and returned to racing last autumn. And so Tiger's story isn't over just yet. When he does retire, he's due to live out his days in Jiggenstown Stud.
But he's a dual winner now at the Cheltenham Festival.
He is, of course, just one person's horse. His owner, Michael O'Leary.
And it's a third festival win for Tiger Roll.
But through his exploits, ups and downs, and the most unlikely path to where he now stands, Tiger Roll has etched his name in horse racing history.
One of the Cheltenham Festival immortals, a fourth victory for Tiger Roll.
And in doing so, has become a horse who feels like he belongs to us all.
For him, a fifth Cheltenham Festival success.
Tiger Roll will forever be the people's horse.
He looks as good as ever, doesn't he? They race towards the line then. Keith Donoghue and Tiger Roll. Tiger Roll!